Daniel.
Hello, this is Tyson.
Hey there, Tyson. This is Grant over at Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, Grant. What's happening?
Not much. I actually just had a quick question for you, if you have a moment.
Yep.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, Pawnee does do private party sales?
Yes.
So I'm going to just kind of talk you through a specific example we're thinking about sending over. It sounds like a private party to me, but I just wanted to give you the full detail to see if you would, Pawnee would have any issues.
Okay.
So we have a customer who is considering going through a contractor to buy his equipment. Apparently, his contractor can get better deals on equipment than a retail customer directly, since he does a lot of volume with various suppliers, and the contractor has a really good relationship with his vendor. You know, just very in and out and quick. So would Pawnee be able to do a situation like that? Where you pay the
probably
contractor?
Probably not, because we're going to be searching, we're going to need clear bill of sale and UCC search on the property owner. So, and if the contractor doesn't own it, we can't pay him.
So clear bill of sale.
How did this, yeah, because that doesn't make any sense. I mean, why wouldn't the guy just buy it on the contractor's account?
Can you elaborate about what you mean by buy it on the contractor's account? Like,
okay, well, I used to be in construction, so I know how all this works. So
mm-hmm.
I have contract pricing for all kinds of things because I buy tons and tons and tons of equipment, materials from certain companies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have negotiated contract pricing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now I can either put that on a bill by, you know, net 30, net 60, net 90, or I can pay cash at the time of purchase, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the point is, why would it need to actually funnel through the contractor? Your guy could say, hey, I'm good. I'm hooked up with this guy. I'm getting his contract pricing. He can just deliver a check right to the vendor who's selling the equipment and get the same contract pricing because he's buying it on his account.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. But if he was to go the other direction, for whatever reason, he would need a clear bill of sale and...
we would do a UCC search on the VIN number and serial number of that equipment. But then it's going to show up that it's owned by someone else, not the guy we're paying, which we can't then do.
Okay.
You following me?
All right. Yeah, I think that I understand. UCC search on the VIN, it'll see...
The scenario you just described is very suspicious.
Yeah, well, my sales manager just sent over the scenario, and I figure I'd reach out with a call because it's definitely an odd case.
Yeah.
But I'll suggest that why doesn't the customer
yep.
just go with the
mm-hmm.
with the contractor to the vendor?
The vendor, right.
And
the vendor's not
like
going to care. He's like, look, I have agreed upon pricing for you on this stuff. I don't care
mm-hmm.
if you write me a check and it comes from this guy, it comes from your Aunt Judy. I don't care. Right?
Yeah.
You and I have an agreement. I sell you this equipment and this material at these prices.
Yeah, and then we'll just give it to this gentleman, and
right.
and that should be the end of it.
Yep.
Okay, I'll suggest that, and if you know they come back with other questions, then I'll see if I can get the whole story. Who knows?
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, thank you so much, Tyson. That was very helpful, and learned something new.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, you have a good one.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.